Nesechus Gittin, Daf Samach Gimel, four lines on the bottom of Daf Samach Beis Beis. As we know, if Reuven wants to give a get to his wife Rachel, then he could do so by giving it to her directly into our hands, and there's also an ability to give it through a shliach, and we saw already that there's definitely an ability for a man to create a shliach leilacha, which means that Reuven will go and appoint a shliach to take the get to his wife, and the get will be chal once the shliach delivers the get to Rachel, and there's also an ability for Rachel to appoint a shliach lekabala, that shliach will go to her husband Reuven, and Reuven will give the get to her shliach, and once the shliach receives the get from Reuven, then the get will be chal. Now certainly there is no question that Reuven cannot appoint a shliach lekabalah and tell a shliach, this is my wife's get, and the moment that you receive it, it will be a get for her, as we know that even though zachan la'adam shalai b'fanav, however a get is considered a chayiv for the wife, and therefore in chavon la'adam shalai b'fanav. However there is machlekes rishonim, if Rachel says to a shliach that I want you to go and pick up my get from my husband, and I want you to bring it to me, if that would work, mitarish shlichus or not. So the Rambam says that there is such a concept of the shliach lava, and therefore the shliach would be a valid shliach, and the only time that this get would be chal is once the shliach brings the get to Rachel, and Rachel receives the get. However, others explain that it's impossible that a shliach lava should work, as if so, you don't have a nesina from the hand of the husband to the hand of Rachel, and even though our Gemara will have a case of havali giti, they explain that what Rachel meant to say is that I want you to go to my husband Reuven, and you should pick up my get, and then you should become a shliach lava for my husband, and the get should be chal once I receive it. This is the mashmois of Rashi in Mesechus Bar Mitzia on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph that says Tasa Shliach Shel Baili L'Gasheni, that you should become the shliach of my husband in order to be megarish me. And other Rishonim learn that when Rachel says Havali Giti, she's telling the shliach, I want you to be my shliach lekabala, and the moment that you receive the get, really the chalais haget should work. However, I'm making a t'nai that the only time that the chalais of the get will work is only once I receive it, but it's working mitarei shliach lekabala and not mitarei. And Rachel doesn't have a right to create a shliach lahava. And when learning our Gemara, we will keep it much simpler by learning with the Rambam that there is a concept of a shliach lahava. And also, before beginning, let's just point out that there's a shaila in Maseches Bava Metzia on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. If, for example, Reuven tells the shliach that I want you to go and hire workers for me at $8 an hour, and instead the shliach goes and tells the workers, we will hire you for $6 an hour, and the workers say, Hei lecha Moshe Amar, and the shaila is, when the workers said that, do they mean that we believe that what you just told us, that the boss offered $6 an hour, is what the boss said, and therefore we agree to work for $6 an hour? Or are they saying that we're not sure exactly what the boss said, but whatever he did say, that's what we're agreeing to, and therefore, since in this case, the boss actually said that we would pay $8 an hour, so Reuven would have to pay these workers $8 an hour. And our Gemara begins, Itmar, we learned, Havali Giti, if Rachel says to a shliach, bring me my get, v'ishtecha amra, and then the shliach goes to the husband, and he says that your wife said, his Giti, that I should accept the get from you and I should be a shliach lekabalah, and v'hu amra, and the husband says, Hei lecha Moshe Amra, Amra Nachman, Amra Bavu, Amra Rav. So Rav Nachman said, the name of Rav Bavu and the name of Rav, Afil Agiyah, get liyoda in regreshes, even if at the end result the shliach brings the get to Rachel, she's not considered divorced. And the Gemara continues to explain the shita of Rav Nachman, Shema Mina, Adibur di Dekasamach, Lecher, we should be able to bring a raya. The Rav Nachman holds that when a shliach makes a statement and the husband actually relies on this statement, therefore Reuven is thinking that it must be that Rachel made this person into a shliach kabbalah, and therefore, as Rashi says, ain't a mugreshes, so she's not considered mugreshes. The chiyav bal nele, when Reuven gave this get to the shliach, adaita the shliach's kabbalah yav nele, he gave it to him b'tayrus that he was a shliach kabbalah, v'lav adaita the halacha, and not on das that he would be a shliach halacha, v'shliach kabbalah lo yavi. And certainly, since Rachel did not appoint the shliach as a shliach kabbalah, so certainly he's not considered a shliach kabbalah. As Rashi continues, b'tifshim ina boyidi boylam v'mitzia b'aseichs. And we should be able to be pushed the shayla that we have in Bava Metzia on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, that when a shliach makes a statement, that the person that hears that statement will be soimich on the shliach, and he doesn't doubt the veracity of that statement. And the Gemara continues to explain its raya, the iat dibur di doka samach, because if really when Reuven hears from the shliach that he was a shliach of Kabbalah, he's actually saying, I'm not sure if you're really a shliach of Kabbalah. And as Rashi says, I'm giving it to you based on whatever my wife said, and if that's the case, why did Rav Nachman say that she's not considered megureshes at all, even when the get reaches Rachel, if l'chur at the point that it reaches her, so l'maisa he went through with the shlichus, and he was a valid shliach le'lacha, because she originally pointed him as a shliach le'lacha, and therefore l'chur the get should be good, and as Rashi adds in, to bal nami shliach le'lacha shavya, because through the husband's statement, he was actually saying that this shliach should become a shliach le'lacha for the husband, and now bring the get back to his wife, and at that point the get should be valid. And by the fact that Reb Nachman doesn't say that this get is valid, therefore we see that it must be at the Burdi Deka Samach, that when a shliach makes a statement, then the person hearing that statement actually follows through based on that person's word, and he trusts the word of the shliach. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi states that you can't bring Mariah as to what Reb Nachman holds, b'negeya a shliach, if he holds at the Burdi Deka Samach, or if he holds at the Burdi Deka Samach, as Hachi Hashto. And the Gemara continues, that Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, that Bishlei Me'itma Ipcha, if the keys that Reb Nachman brought down was exactly the opposite, then as we will see, we could actually bring a raya as to what Rav Nachman holds been the gated diba of a shliach. And as the Gemara now explains, as if Rachel would have said, "Iskaber legiti," that I want the shliach to become my shliach kabbalah, the ishtecha amra hav legiti, and then the shliach went to the husband and stated that your wife said that I should be a shliach lahava and I should bring the get to her. And v'hu amra, and the husband said, "Hele kamasha amra." If in this case, for amra Rav Nachman, amra bavu, amra kivin shegi get liyadim gureshes, once the shliach receives the get from the husband, then Rachel would be divorced at that immediate moment. So then we see that the husband certainly relied on the diba of his wife, and he didn't take into account what the shliach actually said. And therefore, since Rachel told the shliach, "I want you to be my shliach kabbalah," so once Reuven gives the get to the shliach, so immediately Rachel will be divorced. And as Rashi states, that the burdi da samach v'loy himne, and he didn't believe the shliach at all. Alatala b'daita, and Reuven gave his get based on whatever his wife originally stated, or must have known b'teres kabbalah. And therefore, when Reuven gave the get to the shliach, gave it to him based on whatever his wife said, and since Rachel originally made him a shliach kabbalah, therefore the shliach acted as the shliach kabbalah, and the get is a valid get at that moment. And Rav Ashi continues, "Inam liyada." If Rav Nachman Amrav Bavua Amrav would say, "Kivin shegia get liyada megureshes," that once the get reaches Rachel's hand, then the get would be chal. So then we would have a clear right. Rav Nachman holds that the burdi deka samach, that when the husband gives the get to the shliach, he's actually samach on the words of the shliach, and since the shliach said, "Rachel said that I should be a shliach leilocha," so once the husband gives the get to the shliach, we gave it to the shliach, b'teres halacha, that this shliach should be a shliach leilocha, and therefore the get would be valid once Rachel receives the get. And Rav Ashi continues, however, from the case that Rav Nachman actually brought, Rachel said to the shliach, "Havli giteich," and then the shliach said to the husband that your wife said, "Iskabli giti," v'hu amahelech kamash amra, over there we can't bring a right to either tzad, as the reason why it's not a valid get is because the shliach actually did not accept any shlichus over here. And as the Gemara says, over here, the shliach actually is saying to the husband that even though your wife said I should be a shliach leilocha, I don't want to go and be matriach myself to bring the get back to her. I only want to be a shliach kabbalah. And of course, Rachel was the only one that could create a shliach as a shliach kabbalah, did not appoint him as a shliach kabbalah. And as Rashi says, that lekla mifsha the time mishum the samach adibur the shliachu, that you can't bring a riot, that's because the husband was samach on the deep of the shliach, the name adibur di dosamach, as even if Reuven was samach on the words of Rachel, v'shavi shliach leilocha, and the husband therefore made the shliach into a shliach leilocha, ashmin Rav Nachman, the shliach kufei, la b'ter yisachi kiblei, that the shliach himself did not agree to become a shliach leilocha, d'lei nichlei b'tirch leilocha, as he doesn't want the tircha of bringing this get back to Rachel, and v'akri l'shlichus l'gamri, and the shliach was oik his shlichus l'gamri, v'oma shliach l'kabbalah ef shlias, that although I would agree to be a shliach kabbalah, shliach leilocha, I don't want to be a shliach leilocha, hilkach inami imlech v'amti nolei, labgito, and even if at a later point he decides to bring the get to Rachel, it's still not considered a valid get, as even though now he went mitoy shliach leilocha, the mikar lekibel of liyash shliach lebala hilich, as he never agreed to become a shliach leilocha, and he only agreed to be a shliach lekabbalah. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna Bachia Tashma, I'll bring a raya against its dinner Rav Nachman from our Mishnah, as Rav Nachman stated that if Rachel appoints a shliach and says havli gite, and then the shliach goes to the husband and says v'ishtecha amra hiskabli gite, v'hu amahilich kamasha amra, Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav, afilu gie get liyada in megureshes. And our Mishnah says, ha'im is skabel get zel ishti, if Reuven says to a shliach, I want you to be makabel this get for my wife, or ha'ilach get zel ishti, or I want you to bring this get to my wife, rotzel lachza yachza, then at any point prior to the get reaching Rachel, the husband could be chayza. And Rav Huna Bach Kiyah's medayik time of the rotzel, that the only reason it's not going to be a get if he decides to be chayza is because the husband decided to be chayza, halu rotzel have a get. But if he doesn't decide that he wants to be chayza, it will be a get once Rachel receives the get, even though Reuven said his skabel gets el ishti, that I want to be makabel this get for my wife, and he never made him to shliach leilocha, and of course a husband can't make a shliach lekabbalah. And therefore, as the Gemara points out, famai habal la bashavi shliach lekabbalah. How does this get work if a husband cannot appoint a shliach lekabbalah? Ela minan, it must be that the reason for the mishnah is kivish nasim in el gasha, that once Reuven decided to divorce her, mei ma'amah tigarish kolech in el gasha, then he really is telling the shliach that I want you to go and take this getar, and any way that the get will be chal, I want it to actually work. And even though Reuven didn't use the best lashon, however, we will actually say that the shliach will become a shliach leilacha. So hachinami over here also in the case of Nachman, kivin shenasim ina legasha, we know that the husband wanted this divorce to happen. So meima omar. So then we should say tegarish kolichin megasha, that this get should be chal in any way possible, and therefore the husband was really telling the shliach that even if at the point that I gave you this get, you did not want to be a shliach leilacha. Once you change your mind and you decided to take the trip and you delivered the get to my wife, then automatically I wanted you to be my shliach leilacha, and therefore at least at the point that the get reaches Rachel, the get should be chal. And how could Rav Nachman have said afilu agiya get liyada inu megurashes? Gemara answers hachi hashri, can't be a raya from a mishnah against the dinner of Rav Nachman. Has hasam odi v'yedeish in shlichas kabbalah v'gam nasal shem alacha. When Reuven said his skabel gets zel ishti, so then certainly Reuven knows that he can't make a shlichas kabbalah. Therefore, it must be that what Reuven meant to say when he was meman the shliach is, I want you to accept this get and bring it to my wife. But really, he was making the shliach into shliach leilacha. However, hachatoy in the case of Rav Nachman, Reuven was under mistaken belief, and as Rashi says, kasova shiyasasi shliach kabbalah desamach adiburay, that since the husband was soimich on the dib of the shliach, he thought that Rachel was man shliach as a shliach kabbalah, v'loyav nele al l'shem kabbalah, and therefore he only gave the get to the shliach mitir shliach kabbalah. Since certainly Reuven did not appoint the shliach as a shliach leilacha, and Rachel did not appoint the shliach as a shliach kabbalah, therefore the shlichus fails and the get is not valid at all. And this point of the Gemara is based on the original havmin of the Gemara that from the dinner of Nachman we're able to see that the bur deka samach. And Rashi goes a bit further and says that this question of Gemara wouldn't actually even work and wouldn't even start according to the way that Rav Ashi explained Rav Nachman's din. As Lefi Rav Ashi, it comes out that the reason why the shlich is not chal is because the shlich was oiker his shlichus, and he said that I don't want to be a shlich leilach at all, I only want to be a shlich kabbalah, and therefore even though at some point the shlich kabbalah decides to go and bring the get to Rachel, Reuven never contemplated this, and he actually was under a mistaken assumption, and therefore the get is not valid, as the shlich wasn't the shlich of Rachel, and he wasn't the shlich of Reuven. The Gemara continues, Amrava Tashma, bring your raya from a Mishnah Daf Samach Hel Menalf that states Ktana Sha'amra his Skabel Yigiti Ene Get Achigia Get Liyada. If a Ktana tells a shliach to go and be Makabel Get for her, then although when the shliach receives the get, it would not be a get at that point. However, once a shliach delivers the get to Rachel, it would be a valid get. And Rava points out Ki Mati Git Liyada Mia Megasha. Once a shliach delivers the get to Rachel, it would be a valid get. V'amai, but how could it be a valid get? V'alav shliach La'alocha Shaviva L'maisa, her husband did not appoint him as a shliach La'alocha, and Rachel couldn't appoint him as a shliach either, as Ein HaKotin Oitz Shliach. And therefore Rava says it must be that the pshat in the Mishnah is El Amina, that we say Kivin Shenosav Ein HaLegasha, that since we know that Reuven wanted to divorce her as he gave the get to the shliach, Meima Oma Tigarish Kalechin Megasha, then really Reuven was saying to the shliach that even though my wife couldn't make you a shliach, however I'm appointing you as a shliach La'alocha in order that this get should be chal. Hachinami, so L'chir in the case of Rav Nachman as well, Kivin Shenosav Ein HaLegasha, since we know that Reuven wants to divorce Rachel, Meima Oma, we should also say Tigarish Kalechin Megasha, that once you give this get to my wife, it should be a valid get, and I'm appointing you as a shliach leilacha. And the Gemara gives the same exact teretz. Hachi hashda, hasam oydir nideish in shlichus a katan, that since in the case of the Ktana, everyone knows that a shlichus doesn't work by a katan, v'gam v'nosel l'shum alacha today, and therefore, when Reuven gave the get to the shliach, he gave it to him as a shliach leilacha, as he knew the facts on the ground, but hachatoy, over here, he didn't know exactly what the scenario was, and therefore Reuven did not appoint the shliach as a shliach leilacha, and even more so, the shliach actually said, I don't want to be a shliach leilacha, I only agree to be a shliach kabbalah, and therefore certainly Rav Nachman's correct. Nafilu gear get liyada in megureshes, as even if the shliach changes his mind and he decides to make the trip and travel to Rachel and bring the get to her, it still would not be a valid get. And the Gemara continues, Tashma will bring you a raya from the following brisa. Havli giti, if Rachel says, bring me my get, the ishtacha amr hiskabali giti, and then the shliach goes to the husband and says that your wife said hiskabali giti or hiskabali giti. Rachel told the shliach, I want you to be mekabel my get for me, the ishtacha amr havli giti, and then the shliach says to the husband that your wife told me to bring the get to her, and then v'hu amma, and her husband says one of the following lashonis, either he says haylich v'tenla, or he says zachila, or he says v'skabala, ratzalach siyachse, in all those cases, if the husband wants to be chayza from the get, he can do so. However, mishagia get liyada, once his wife receives her get, migureshes, then the get would be perfectly valid. Some of Farshim explain the words haylich v'tenla is one statement, and others explain it's just like in the second part of the husband's words, the brisa says zachila v'skabala, and those are two separate statements, also b'degeya haylich v'tenla, that consider two separate statements, and either the husband said Heilich or he said Tenla. Keep in mind that the Lashonis of Heilich and Tenla mean that the husband is saying that I want to get to only be chal once the get is delivered to Rachel, and you're acting as a shliach leilacha. And when Reuven uses a lashonis either of zechila or viskabula, he's saying that the get should be chal right when you mekabel the get for my wife, and you're acting as a shliach lekabalah. The Gemara continues and tries to bring a raya against the dinner of Nachman as my lab kabbalah kabbalah vayilacha ilacha. When the brisa uses a lashon that the husband said zechila viskabula, it's going back to the case where the shliach said that your wife told me that I should be mekabel this get from you. When the husband used a lashon vayilacha and he said hoylich v'tenla, it's going back on the lashon that the shliach said to him that your wife told me that I should bring the get to her, and he used the lashon that your wife said that I should be a shliach ilacha. All these cases, the brisa stated that once the get reaches the hands of Rachel, she's megureshes, and therefore, as Rashi says, b'tiyufta Rav Nachman in kabbalah kabbalah, there's a tiyufta from this brisa on Rav Nachman from the case of kabbalah kabbalah. Diktoni havli giti v'ishtecha amra hiskabel vu am hiskabel the head yov neli b'teris kabbalah, that the husband gave the shliach this get b'teris kabbalah ubala b'hachiu. Of course, as we've been stating, a husband can't create a shliach kabbalah v'inami lo shavise, and the wife didn't send him as a shliach kabbalah either because she said, "I want you to be a shliach leilacha." Diktoni to have me a shliach leilacha, and even so, we said that once he brings the get to the hands of the Rachel, it would be a valid get, the kibush nasan in l'gasha, and it must be based on the svara that once we see that a husband wants to divorce his wife and he gave the get to the shliach, so he's saying that I want this get to be chal in any way possible, and since you went and delivered the get to my wife, I want you to act as my shliach leilacha, and I want the get to be chal once the get is received by my wife. The brisa says this din, even though the husband actually used a lashon kabbalah, so koshkin hecha da amalai helech kamasha amra, so certainly in the case of Reb Nachman, where the husband didn't use the lashon kabbalah and he just said hail kamasha amra, the ikalamei malava debru samach, and we could say that he wasn't being samach on the diba of the shliach el bedaita tala v'shavi nami shliach leilacha. And certainly we should say that the shliach becomes a shliach leilacha, and at least the get should be chal once the get reaches the hands of Rachel. And of course this is a question of Reb Nachman, because Reb Nachman said afidu igiyu get liyada in megureshes, that even if the get reaches Rachel, it's still not going to be a valid get. The Gemara answers loy, that's not a raya, because kabbalah hilacha v'hilacha kabbalah. In the Braisa, when the husband said Zechila v'skabala, that's going back on the case where the shliach came to the husband and said Ishtecha Amra Havali Giti. And certainly in that case, since Rachel actually said to the shliach, I'm pointing you as a shliach kabbalah, and the husband also said Zechila v'skabala, and therefore he was agreeing to his wife, and therefore certainly this shliach is a valid shliach kabbalah. And the Gemara in a moment will ask that l'chayra, if the shliach is a shliach kabbalah, then the get should be chal immediately. And why does the Braisa state that the get is only chal once the get is received by Rachel? When the Braisa stated that Reuven said Hoylich v'tenla, that's going back where the shliach said v'ishtecha amar iskabel igiti, that your wife said that I should be mekabel this get. And since both Rachel as well as Reuven said to the shliach that you should be a shliach leilacha, ultimately the shliach went and delivered the get to Rachel, therefore it's a valid get, and the shliach must have agreed to the husband to become a shliach leilacha. And of course this is very different than the case that we had by Reb Nachman, because in the case of Reb Nachman the husband said Hoylich k'masha amra, and Reuven never specifically was memana the shliach to be a shliach leilacha. That's why we said that this shliach is certainly not Reuven shliach, and he can't be Rachel shliach leilacha either, because he said that I only want to be mekabel the get, and he said I don't want to make the trip to bring this get to Rachel. And even though ultimately he went and brought the get to Rachel, but lemaisa that's based on his own das, and it's not based on an appointment by the husband. The Gemara continues, I kabbalah leilacha. If the case is where Reuven said a lashon kabbalah, where the shliach said that your wife told me that I should bring this get to her, the Gemara asks, why does the Braisa say mechimata gita liyadei, that once Rachel received the get, then she would be considered a megureshes la'atul levigita l'chayra, since Rachel said to him that you should be my shliach kabbalah, and Reuven also said to the shliach you should be the shliach kabbalah. So therefore, at the moment that Reuven delivered the get to the shliach, immediately Rachel should be considered divorced. And why did the brisa say that ratzel lachse yachsa and only meshigi get liyada is megureshes? Therefore, the Gemara once again wants to say shemas mina that the bur didekas amach l'chayra. From this case, we should be able to bring a raya that when the shliach made a statement and he said that your wife said I should be the shliach leilacha, the husband actually believes the word of the shliach, and therefore at most this get would be chal once Rachel receives this get. Even though Reuven used the lashon of iskabel, however Zok Rashi iskabel the kamalei iskabel v'hoil kama, Reuven meant to say you should be mekabel the get and you should bring the get to my wife just as you told me that you're shliach leilacha. And as Rashi actually points out that at the top of the Amid we actually said if Rav Nachman would have said his din on the case of iskabel igite v'ishtecha amra havei v'hu amra helik kamasha amra v'amra Rav Nachman shigia get liyad megureshes hab b'shti and l'chayr, this case is exactly that scenario. And the Gemara answers that even though at the top of the Amid we said that if we would have this scenario, we would be able to be pashut that dibur didekas samach, but hachi hashto hasim ka'amalei heilach k'masha amra. In that case, Reuven said, I want to get get to be chal the way that you said, and if Rav Nachman would have passed in that case that Mishigia get liyadim mikureshes, then certainly would be able to be pushed that the bura d'shliach samach. In our case, mikamalei helach kamash amra, did the husband say you should take this get the same way that you told me? He said lashem zechila v'skabela, and as Rashi says that since the shliach told him that I was appointed as a shliach leilacha, and the iu amalei and Ruvi responded to the shliach hiskabel that you should be mekabel this get from my wife. So other miyodeya she'inayis shliach kabbalah. So over here we have a svara that Ruvi certainly knew that he can't appoint the shliach as a shliach kabbalah v'skabel v'holkama, and he must be telling the shliach that I want you to be mekabel the get, and I want you to deliver this get to my wife, and I want you to appoint you specifically as a shliach leilacha, and that's why the brisa stated mishigiyu get liyadim megureshes. However, if he would have said helach kamasha amra, maybe we would say that the burdi does samach, that would actually be samach on her dibar. Reuven didn't trust the word of the shliach and would die to tala, and he was actually being toiled the shliachis in the das of his wife, and therefore in Ratzel Lachzel Yachzer, since he and Rachel agreed that they only want the shliach to be a shliach kabbalah, so the get would be chal immediately and in Ratzel Lachzel Yachzer. And the Gemara continues that even though we mentioned yesterday that the shaila, if we say helach kischidami or if we say helach lav kischidami, meaning if Reuven would say that I want you to take this get to my wife, and he uses the lashon of helach, do we say that it's as if he said to the shliach, I want you to be zeich in this get immediately? And although generally if a husband would tell that to a shliach, he can't create a shliach kabbalah as in chavl adam shloi b'fanav. However, this would be a major nafkamina in a case where Rachel said to the shliach, I want you to be a shliach kabbalah. Then when the shliach went to pick up the get from her husband used the lashon of helach. So if you say helach kischidami, then he's saying a lashon kabbalah. Therefore, Rachel will be begureshes immediately once the shliach receives the get. However, we say helach lav kischidami. Therefore, when Reuven said the lashon helach, it's as if he's saying that I don't want to get to be chal this minute, and I want to become a shliach leilacha, and the get should only be chal once Rachel receives the get. Then the din will be that even though Rachel appointed the shliach as a shliach kabbalah, but now the husband said that I'm only being mamani you as a shliach leilacha, and the only way this get would actually be valid is once Rachel actually receives delivery of this get. And as we will see in a moment, the Tanakhama of the following brisa, as well as Rebbe, will hold a helach kischidami, and Reb Nosson will hold a helach lav kischidami. And Taisus points out that even though in this Gemara it's telling us that Rebbe seems to hold helach kischidami, this is not necessarily true in all cases, as the Gemara in Daf Yudal Amud Beis brought down that Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, who is Rebbe, holds helach lav kischidami. Ayin and Taisus has been chalik between our Gemara and the Gemara in Daf Yudal Amud Beis, but for our purposes we have to understand that our Gemara holds that Rebbe holds at least b'negeya or shlichus of gerushin that helach is kischidami. And the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the brisa, skabel ligiti, if Rachel says to a shliach, be mekabel get for me from my husband Reuven, the ishtecha amr is skabel ligiti, and the shliach says to the husband that your wife told me that I should be mekabel to get, and vuhu oime, and Reuven says helach or v'tenla, or he says zechila, or he says skabela, ratzel lachzel leyachzer. In all those cases, if Reuven wants to be chayzi, can't be chayzer, as get was chal immediately upon delivery. And as we explained, because the Tanakhama holds that the lashon helach is kischidami, and therefore when he said the lashon helach or tenla, it's considered as if he said that he should be zeichin it immediately. And since Rachel appointed the shliach as a shliach of kabbalah, therefore the get is chal immediately upon receipt of the get by the shliach. However, Reb Nosson argues, and he says helach lav kischidami, and therefore he says helach v'tenla ratzel lachzer yachzer. If Reuven wants to be chayzer when he said the lashon helach v'tenla, he could be chayzer, because we understand Reuven's words as saying that I don't want you to be a shliach of kabbalah, I only want you to be a shliach leilacha, and the only time the get will be chal is once you deliver the get to my wife. However, zachi lavis kabbalah ratzel lachzer lo yachzer. Since Reuven said that I agree that you could be a shliach of kabbalah, and since l'maisa Rachel appointed the shliach as a shliach of kabbalah, so therefore the get was chal immediately upon receipt of the get by the shliach. And the Gemara continues, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says almost exactly like Tanakama, Bekulin ratzel lachzer lo yachzer. With all these shyness, if your husband wants to be chayzer, he can't be chayzer, because in all these shyness it's considered like he said a skabel. And as we explained, that Rebbe holds like the Tanakama, the helach is kischidami, avil amaloi, and the only way that the get would not be chal immediately is only if Reuven said to the shliach, I don't want you to be a shliach of kabbalah, al helach v'tenla, and I want you to accept the get by wanting to bring it to my wife, and only at that point will it be an actual get and will it be chal. Then ratzel lachzer yachzer. So until the get is actually delivered to Rachel, then if Reuven wants to be chayzer, he could be chayzer. And the Gemara asks Rebbe Hanan Tanakama, l'chayr the shita Rebbe is the same as the Tanakama. And the Gemara states, Iba yisema, either we could say yefshi asal hashminan, that he's coming to tell us the chiddush that the only way that the husband can be chayzer is only if he uses the lashon of the yefshi shita kabbalah al ha'hilch v'tenla. And Iba yisema, if you want, I could tell you that the chiddush of the brice is that hakamashblon man Tanakama Rebbe, that who's the Tanakama to hold that ha'hilch is kischidami, that's the shita of Rebbe. And before we continue, there's no question that the lashon of ha'hilch has a possibility to say that it's kischidami, or there's a possibility that Hoylech is Lavkas Chidami, as we've explained. However, the Lashon Hoylech is definitely more of a Lashon that means to say that I want you to actually receive this get at this moment, as the Lashon Hoylech means, hey Lach, this should be yours, and it certainly is more mashmar that he means to say that I want to get to be Chal this moment. And therefore, the Gemara is that we know that Rab Nosson just taught us that Hoylech is Lavkas Chidami, so the Gemara is, Hoylech Rab Nosson Kishidami, or Lavkas Chidami. Does Rab Nosson agree that if Reuben says a Lashon Hoylech, certainly over there would be Kishidami, or do we say that even over there, Rab Nosson says it's in Lav Kishidami? And the Gemara wants to bring a raya from a Mishnah, Tashma, Ha'im is Kabal Getzel Ishti. If Reuben says to a Shliach, I want to be Makabal this get from my wife, or Hoylech Getzel Ishti, then Rotzel Lachse Yachso, if at any point the husband wants to be Chayzi, he could be Chayza, because what Reuben really meant to say is, I want this get to be Chal once this get is delivered to Rachel. However, the Mishnah continued, Ha'ish Yishomer is Kabal Ligiti, that if instead Rachel would have originally said to the Shliach, I want to be my Shliach LeKabalah, then it doesn't make a difference if Reuben said Hiskabel Gedzel Ishti, or if he said Hoylech Gedzel Ishti, and immediately upon the Shliach receiving the get into his hands, it would be considered a Kabbalah of the get for his wife, and the get would be Chal at that moment. And just to keep in mind that in the Gemara in Daf Samach Beis on Beis, the Gemara actually said that this is not the proper way to understand our Mishnah, but even though this is not necessarily the proper way to learn our Mishnah, the Gemara will still use this wrong pshat in the Mishnah in order to try to make a point that according to Rab Nosson, that although he says that Hoylech Zav Kishri, but B'negei Hoylech, it's possible that Rab Nosson would agree to Tanakh and would agree to Rebbe that Hoylech is Kishidami. And the Gemara continues on Daf Samach Gimel and Beis, my lab Hoylech Rab Nosson. So L'chari, let us say that even though our guess in the Mishnah is that he said Hoylech, but let us say that the guess in the Mishnah should be Hoylech, and the Mishnah is going according to Rab Nosson, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that since Reuven said a Lashon of Hoylech, therefore Hoylech is Kishidami. That's why since Rachel appointed the Shliach as a Shliach of Kabbalah, so immediately when Reuven delivers the get to the Shliach, the get would be Chal. And the Gemara continues and answers, Loi, you don't have a Raya for a Mishnah, but Hoylech Rebbe, as the proper guess to the Mishnah is that it's talking about a case of Hoylech, and it's going quinter Shita Rebbe, that Rebbe holds Hoylech is Kishidami. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let's bring another Raya from a Mishnah that Rebbe Nosson holds that although I hold Hoylech Lav Kishidami, however, Hoylech is Kishidami. As the Mishnah stated, Lefikachim Amalei Abali, Efshi Shet Kabbalah, Allah Hoylech Vitenla, that if a husband would say that I don't want to be a Shlech Kabbalah, but I want you to bring this get to her and give it to her, then the din is that he becomes a Shlech Leilacha, and Ratzel Lachsa Yachsa, if the husband wants to be Chayzi, could still be Chayza, up until the get is delivered to Rachel. And the Gemara is Medayik, time of the Amei Efshi, the only reason why we said that he becomes a Shliach Leilacha is because the husband specifically said, I don't want you to be a Shliach Kabbalah, Halei Amei Efshi, but if the husband did not say the Lashon V'Efshi, Rotsa Lachsa Lo Yachsa, then if the husband wanted to be Chayza, he cannot be Chayza, as the Shliach will still be a Shliach Kabbalah, and my love, Behilich Rab Nosson. Let us say that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that since Reuven used the Lashon of Hilach, therefore, if not for the fact that Reuven said he Efshi Shet Kabbalah, then the Shliach would still be a Shliach Kabbalah, as we hold Hoylech Kishidami, and our Mishnah is a Chiddush according to Rab Nosson. And the Gemara says, Loi b'Hoylech v'Rebbe, that the Mishnah is telling us that even though Reuven said a Lashon of Hoylech, but the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, and that's why if Reuven didn't say a Lashon of Efshi Shet Kabbalah, and he only said Hoylech v'Tenla, then we would understand that Reuven meant to say that I want the Shliach to be a Shliach Kabbalah, just like my wife said, and therefore the get would be Chal immediately, and in Ratzel Lachsa Leyachsa, as Rebbe holds Hoylech Kishidami. And although we couldn't bring a Raya from our Mishnah, however, the Gemara now brings a Raya from a Braisa, Tashma, Hoylech Gedzel Ishti Ratzel Lachsa Yachsa, that if Rachel sent the Shliach Kabbalah to her husband Reuven, and Reuven said Hoylech Gedzel Ishti, then this Tana holds Hoylech Lav Kishidami, and therefore Reuven was saying, I don't want you to be a Shliach Kabbalah, I want you to be a Shliach Leilacha, and the only time this get will be Chal is once you deliver the get to my wife, and therefore in Ratzel Lachsa Yachsa. However, if Reuven responded to the Shliach Kabbalah and he said, Hoylech Gedzel Ishti, then we hold Hoylech is Kishidami, and Ratzel Lachsa Lo Yachsa, and therefore immediately upon Reuven giving the get to the hands of the Shliach, it would be a valid get, and he can no longer be Chayza. And the Gemara says, Man Shamalei Da'om B'Hoylech Ratzel Lachsa Yachsa, who is the man Da'om that holds Hoylech Lav Kishidami, and therefore, if he said Hoylech, then Ratzel Lachsa Yachsa, Rab Nosson, that's certainly the Shita Rab Nosson, the Ka'ama B'Hoylech Ratzel Lachsa Lo Yachsa, and still he said, B'Negei Hoylech, that we say Hoylech is Kishidami, and therefore, immediately upon him giving the get to the Shliach, it would be a valid get, and he can't be Chayza. Shma Mina, Hoylech Kishidami, Shma Mina. So clearly we see that Rab Nosson agrees to the Tana Kama in a case where he said Hoylech, that is Kishidami, and this is a valid Raya. And the Gemara continues, Itma, we learned Hiskabali Giti, if Rachel says to a Shliach, I want to be my Shliach Kabbalah to accept the get from my husband for me, the Ishtacha Amr Hiskabali Giti, and then the Shliach goes to her husband and he says to him that your wife told me to be Makabal get from you, who I'm a Hoylech Vitenla, and then the husband uses a Lash of Hoylech, Amrab Abba, Amrab Huna, Amrab, Nasa Shluchai Vishlucha Vicholetzes, that is a suffix if he's considered a Shliach Leilacha or a Shliach Kabbalah, and therefore we're not sure if this get was chal yet. And if Reuven dies without having children prior to the get reaching the hands of Rachel, well, at this point, since it's a suffix, if Rachel was still married to Reuven prior to him dying, so now there's a question if the brother of Reuven would be able to do Yibum with Rachel or not, and therefore the brother would have to do Chalitza, misafik. The Gemara now asks, Lememer, the misafka l'Rav, are you telling me that there's a suffix to Rav, Ihoilach Kaschi Dami, Ilav Kaschi Dami? Do we say that Hoilach Kaschi or not Kaschi Dami? And that's why he said, Nasa Shlucha Vishlucha Vichaletzes, Vahitma, but we learned that if Reuven says to a Shliach, Hoilach Manu Leplain and Shani Chayiv Loi, go bring this $100 to Shimon, because I'm Chayiv to Shimon $100, I'm Rav Chayiv Bachriusai, so Rav says, then until the money reaches Shimon, so if the Shliach loses the money, so Reuven is still Chayiv Bachriyas, and he would still have to pay $100 to Shimon, and as Rashi says, Shirei Loi Tzivir Olam Malvil Shalchai, as Shimon didn't tell Reuven to send it with the Shliach, and Rav continued, Vimbon Lachsa in a Chayza, however, if Reuven wants to go and renege on the Shlichis, and he wants to tell the Shliach that he doesn't want him to give the money to Shimon, he can't be Chayza, and L'chayra we see over there, the Rav holds Hoilach Iskas Chidami, and that's why when he told the Shliach, Hoilach Mani Leplaini Shani Chayiv Loi, for any part of that Shlichis, which was a Schus for Shimon, the Shliach was able to be Mkoinert for Shimon, as we have a cloud that Zachla Adam Shalai Befanav. And the Gemara answers, really, Rav is Mesupik if Hoilach Iskas Chidami or if it's Lav Kaschidami. And in each case, he's actually Paskin Minasafik, as Hassam over there was talking about Mamanis, so we have a din, Safik Mimayna Lekula, and since the Shliach already has the money, so Rashi says, and therefore there is a tzad that the money belongs to Shimon, and therefore Reuven can't be chayza, as minasafik we're going to say is hoilach kaschidami. However, hocha ben negeya get safik isur lechumra, since we're dealing with a get, and since we have a safik of hoilach kaschidami or if it's lav kaschidami, therefore we have to go lechumra, and we say nasa shlucha v'shlucha v'choyletzes. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Rav states, ena isha isha shliach kabal gitam yad shliach baila, that if Reuven makes a shliach loy locha, and then Rachel says that since the shliach is already on the way to me, I'm going to make a shliach kabbalah to go and meet the shliach loylocha and to receive my get. That would not work. Rav Chanina Amar, Rav Chanina says, Isha isa shliach kabbalah gita miyad shliach bayla. Rav Chanina says that this type of shliachas would work. And the Gemara is bothered my time at Rav. If there is a concept of shliach kabbalah, so certainly why would Rav say that it doesn't work? And L'chayr, Rav Chanina is correct. And the Gemara explains, Iba yisem mishum bezayin debal. Either we could say it's because a husband will have bezayin by the fact that his wife is sending a shliach to accept her get, and she didn't come by herself, as he feels by doing so she's not giving him proper respect, and therefore he doesn't want a shliach to go give the get to a shliach kabbalah. And Rashi points out that even though by a standard shliach kabbalah, of course that could work, but that's because the shliach kabbalah comes directly to the husband, and the husband decided to give the get to the shliach kabbalah, and therefore he's showing that he's not makbid on this bezoyin. The Gemara continues, Ibayisema, or I could tell you the svar of Rav is Meshub Chatzir Abbalah Achimikan, as he is geyser because it looks like a chatzor that a woman acquired after the husband already put the get into the chatzor. And as Rashi says, that certainly in a case where Reuven goes over to a chatzor of someone else and he places his wife's get into that chatzor, and then his wife goes and is claiming that chatzor, certainly that would not be a valid get, as he didn't give her the get. As Rashi says, the beinu benasim biyada ibe chatzir des rabbi miyada v'zeh b'shoshin nasim lo yaya chatzor shlo. And at the time that the husband placed the get into this chatzor, the chatzor wasn't hers, and therefore the gazrina shlo yikab shliach isha miyad shliach baila. And therefore Rav says that we were geizer that shliach kabbalah of a wife should not accept a get from a shliach halacha of a husband, mishum nedami lahash shekadam abal must be yad shliach. That's similar to the case where the husband gave a get to his shliach, the achach asa his shliach kabloi, and only after the husband already gave the get to his shliach, she made her shliach to go and be mekablet v'asa nami l'meima. And if we say the get would be valid, then people will compare this to the case of a chotza, and v'asa nami l'meima chotza v'shliach abal, a chotza is considered like the shliach of the husband, uchshekanasa he, and once she acquired the chotza, nasa chotza atzma shlucha, then the chotza itself becomes her shliach. And people may think that in chatzir abola alacha mikain that she could be megureshes, and of course in that case the din is that ain't megureshes. And the Gemara continues, my benau, what's an afkamina between these two terutzim as to what the shita of Rav is? It could be now, and the Gemara explains that there is an afkamina in the case the kadma e v'shavi shliach meikara. If Rachel went and created her shliach kabbalah prior to the husband making a shliach leilacha, so according to the first pshat mishum the bezayin the baal is still bezayin the baal, but according to the second pshat mishum chatzir abola alacha mikain, in this case it's not similar to the chotza abola alacha mikain, and therefore the get would be valid even according to Rav. And the Gemara continues, oh Gavra, there was this person, the Shadal Gital the Bisu, that sent the get to his wife, and let's call the man Reuven and the woman Rachel. As a shlicha, the shlich went Ashka Kiyosva the Kalisha, and he found a wife that she was needing. Amrullah, so the shlich said to Rachel, Helech Gitech, take your get. And Amrullah, so Rachel responded to the shlich, Lehevi Biyodech, you should keep it in your hand, and you should now be my shlich Kabbalah. And therefore Reuven made the shlich into his shliach leilacha. Now Rachel made the shliach into a shliach lekabala. And the question is, if this get is chal or not? The Gemara states, Amar Rab Nachman states him isel Rab Chanina. If we passing like Rab Chanina, who said isha is a shliach lekabala gita miyad shliach bayla. So lechira avdi ba'uvda, I would say that this get was chal, as this case should be similar to that scenario of Rab Chanina, where the husband made a shliach leilacha and then the wife made a shliach lekabala. And even though over there was talking about two separate people, lechira this should apply in this case as well, as since Reuven made the shliach into a shliach leilacha, and now that he came to Rachel, Rachel said, you should be my shliach kabbalah, so lechayr, this type of get should work. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rava, so Rava said to Rav Nachman, Vim Isra Rav Chanina, even if you would pass on Rav Chanina, when it's two separate people, Avdus Ba'uvda, would you pass on Rav Chanina, that this would be a valid get, when there's only one shliach, Halei Chazu Shlichus Eitz Labal. Lechayr, we have a klal, that when Reuven makes a shliach, the din is that the only way the shlichus could be chal, is if even at the time that the shlichus is completed and the maisa is done, the shliach still has the shem of the shliach of the mishaleach, and therefore he was able at that moment to go back to the mishaleach and report to him that the shlichus was done. However, over here, if the only way that the shlichus will actually be done is if the shliach la'ilacha will now turn into a shliach la'kabbalah, and of course those shlichus are sois to each other and they can't be at one moment, and therefore the shlichus cannot work as it doesn't fill into the klal of chazav shlichus eitz la'bal. Let's see the lashon of Rashi, like chazav shlichus eitz la'bal, shliach shechazav v'nasa shliach l'mishin ishtaleach lo'i, that if there's a shliach that becomes a shliach for the person who he was sent to, nitach m'shliach rishayinu actually ha'ilei shoyis lachza itzel shoychoi, so the shliach was already removed from being the shliach of the original mishaleach, and he can't go back to that mishaleach to report to him v'shliach sheinu ri lachza lahagid in a shlichus. And the Gemara continues, shalchul l'kamed rabami, they sent the shayla to rabami, shalchulhu, and he sent back to them lo'ichazu shlichus itzel abal, that this shlichus doesn't work because it's not going to be a shlichus that's able to go back to the original mishaleach. Rabbi Chiba Abba said, nisyashu b'dabba, I have to think about this, I can't respond right away. And then once again, they sent the shayla to Rabbi Chiya Ba'abo. And he said, that you keep sending the same shayla to me, just like you have a suffix, I also have the same suffix, and therefore, since it's a davish b'ever, and since I'm a suffix, if this get is valid or not, therefore, that if there would be a scenario where the husband actually died prior to giving a new get, then the din would be that this woman needs chalitza, and she could not do yibum. And the Gemara continues, Hava Uvda, this exact scenario happened where there was a husband who sent a shliach lohilacha and the wife made that same shliach into shliach kabbalah, but atzach rabitzach bashmu ba'mata get v'chalitza, and he required that this woman receive a get and only have chalitza and not yibum. And the Gemara is, Tati, l'chari, how can you have both? As if she already received another get prior to the husband dying, then she shouldn't have chalitza, and if she didn't receive a get, then she should have to have chalitza and not yibum. And how can we paskin that she needs both, get and chalitza? And the Gemara answers, Ein chanami, what he means to say is, get mechayim, either she'll receive another get while the husband's still alive, v'chalitza l'achamisa, and if a husband dies and doesn't have children and he didn't give her another get, then she would require chalitza and she would not be able to do yibum. And the Gemara continues with another story, Ahud have a karula nafasa, there was this woman whose name was Nafasa, and her husband told the Edim to go and write a get for his wife Nafasa, also sadi kasub tafasa, and the Edim made a mistake, and instead of writing her name as Nafasa, they wrote tafasa. So Amar Bisur Bashmul Bamata Mishmed Rav, also Edim Shlichuson, Lemaisidis Edim already did the shlichus of the husband, and since they already wrote a get, therefore they don't have right to write another get, as the husband only directed them to write one get and not to write two getin. So Maskel Rabba, Rabbi asked to Rabbi Yitzchak Bashmul Bamata, Mi Kamalu Ksuy Bechaspa, do you think the husband said to them that he should write a chaspa ba'alma v'havalon to give it to her? Of course he said, I want you to write a get, and since this get is chaspa ba'alma, it's not considered a get, certainly the Edim have a right, and their shlichus is still chal, and the Edim are still considered valid shluchim, and they'll be able to write another get for nafasa. The Gemara continues that Elam Rabba, therefore Rabba says that you want to know a case where the Edim would not be able to continue and write another get is Vadi, because of Sadi Gita Malia, that certainly the Edim wrote a valid get, v'ovid, and then the get was lost, also Edim shlichuson, so certainly Edim did their shlichus, and therefore they can't write another get, because they originally wrote a valid get. And the Gemara continues, Maskelor of Nachman, so of Nachman Esther Rabba, Mi Kamlu Ksisvu Vanchu Bekasaichu, do you think that the husband said, I want you to write a get, and you should leave it in your drawer or in your pocket? Of course he meant to say that I want you to write a get, I want to make sure my wife receives this get, and since the get was lost, therefore certainly the husband meant for the Edim to write another get and to make sure that the get is delivered to his wife, and therefore Elam Rab Nachman states, Kaisvin Naisvin Afilu Bein Apamim, that certainly these Edim would be able to continue writing getin until they're actually able to write a get, and that get is ultimately delivered to Rachel, and if for any reason the get is not delivered to Rachel, then the Edim are still within their shlichus and within the parameters of what they were directed to do, and they could continue writing getin until the get is delivered to Rachel. And the Gemara continues, continues, Boy Mine Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav asked the following shayla from Rav Nachman. If the husband said, Kisvu Tnu L'Shliach, that I want these Edim to write a get from my wife, and I want to make sure that you give it to a Shliach, and then the Shliach should deliver it to my wife, what would be the din? Do we say that Sluki Salaklu, that Reuven was telling the Edim that since you wrote the get and you already delivered to a Shliach, so now you're no longer valid Edim, and you can't go and write another get? And for example, if the Shliach lost the get, then they would not be able to write another get. Or do you say, L'tich D'Duchayish, he was only trying to give the Edom a benefit, and he said that you don't have to actually deliver the get to my wife, and for that you don't have to do it personally, and you could send the shliach to bring the get to my wife. However, certainly if the shliach l'locha actually loses this get, then Reuven certainly wants the Edom to go and write another get and to make sure that the get is delivered to his wife. The Gemara continues, Amar Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina asked the following question of Rav Ashi, that even in the question beforehand we would say that since Reuven told the Edom that they should write the get and then they should give it to the shliach, so once they deliver it to the shliach, so Luki Salklu and the Edom cannot write another get. What would be if Reuven told the Edom, Kisvu, you should write the get, Utznu l'shliach, and you should give the get to the shliach, V'yelichlo, and the shliach should bring the get to my wife? Maybe in this case, it's as if Reuven is telling the Edom that I want to make sure that she gets the get, and until the shliach brings the get to my wife, your shlichus is still intact, and if the shliach loses the get, then you should go and write another get for my wife until she actually receives this get. Or do we say that Leishna, there's no difference between this case and the prior case, and the shlichus is already batal, and they would not be able to write another get, even if the shliach loses his get, and the Gemara ends off, teku. The Gemara continues and quotes from the last clause of our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Galil Ime, Afay Meres, Toligiti, Imratza Lachsa Leyachsa. If Rachel says to a shliach, go and take my get, then once a shliach goes to a husband and he receives the get, she can no longer be chayza. And the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Toli, Visali, Vihali, Biotcha, Kulun, Lasha Kabbalahin, that these Lashonis are Lashon of Kabbalah, and therefore, just like Rav Shimon Galil said in the Mishnah, when Rachel said Toligiti, it's a Lashon Kabbalah, and she was appointed the shliach as a shliach Kabbalah, the same then applies if she said to the shliach Sali or Vihali Biotcha that all those Lashonis are Lashon Kabbalah, and if she said this to a shliach, she was appointing him as a shliach Kabbalah, and once the shliach goes and receives this get from her husband, then she would be Megureshes, and at that point, if her husband wants to be Chayza at that point, he can no longer be Chayza, and we will stop over here.